Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiao Lan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something which is important for half of the global population, which is women. We have an incredible woman, Mandeep Rai, joining us. Mandeep, she is an entrepreneur, a venture capital investor, and she also works with Creative Visions. Hi, Mandeep. How are you?
Hi. Very good. Thanks. You?
你好.
你好.
你好. Right. Mandeep, your story has been incredible. Being a female entrepreneur, and you've been traveling around the world, and you are doing a great job with Creative Visions. Can you share with us that, did you come across some frustrations or difficulties? Because we all hear a lot of butterflies and flowers in many people's stories. So are there tears and some dark moment?
I think there's no story without tears or dark moments. So like with any story, there's been a fair share of tears and dark moments. And I would say maybe in every woman's life, there comes a point where whether you're considering being in a relationship or whether you're considering having children or whether you're considering looking after older parents, I think a woman's life is different to a man's life, and that we have more challenging moments and moments of reflection. And so those bring the kind of harder, tougher questions and tougher times.
Being a woman, you and I, we need to know how to say that in Chinese, not just because half of the population is made out of women, as we also know that women actually are transforming modern China as well. We will touch on that a bit later. So the way to say woman in Chinese, 女人.
女人.
女人, that's great. And it's actually made up of two characters. You can hear the sound. 女, that means female.
女.
女 is a third tone. You go down a little bit and up. 女.
女.
女, that's female. And then the fourth tone goes down. It's like an angry sound, like ouch, that type of sound. So 女, that's 女. 女. And 人, that means person.
人.
人. And it's a second tone. 人.
And it goes up. 人.
人. So any person, and the beauty about Chinese, there's no grammar. So it could be either singular person or lots of people. We call them 人. It's the same.
Got it.
All right. So 女人 is a female person. 女人.
女人.
女人. And then to describe like a teenage girl, we say 女孩.
女孩.
女孩. And 女 is the same, female. And 孩 in this case, it means child.
女孩.
女孩. Perfect. Gosh, you must have learned Chinese before from
the
way you pronounce
it. Well, you explain it really well.
Thanks. Okay, so 孩 is a child. It's a combination, as a character, it's a combination between a child shape or radical, we call that. Another part of the character that's actually a child's head. So they make a magnified head of a child, because we know children, they tend to have bigger heads than adults in terms of body proportion. Mm-hmm. So as a child with a big head, that means a symbol for a child. So 女孩 means girl.
女孩.
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 女孩. And then if we want to describe the little young girls, like 10-year-old, 5-year-old, toddlers, we say 小女孩. 小 here means small. So 小女孩, and that means very young girls.
小女孩.
小女孩. 小女孩. And then if you want to say, oh, you are a big girl, then we say 大女孩. 大 means big.
大女孩.
大女孩. Yeah, so now not only we know how to say woman, we know how to say girls, little girls, and big girls. So we know a very sad history about the character for woman in Chinese. That was from the shape of a woman kneeling on the floor, bound to her man. So she was there showing her
submissiveness.
Yeah, and that's the original meaning. And of course, nowadays, the real shape of woman has been evolved over the thousands of years. So it looks slightly different from the ancient form. And it shows the gender inequality. And of course, Confucius, his famous theory did not really help too much.
So can I ask, just to be clear, what was the Confucianist thought towards women?
According to Confucius, he had a famous saying, only women and villain are difficult. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, he discouraged women to receive education, mm-hmm. because women's purposes was to serve men, mm-hmm. and to reproduce more boys. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's amazing to see that in modern China, women are very powerful.
It was interesting because whilst in China, I remember I really felt like I was being defended. So I remember once being on a bus and not being sure where to get off.
Right.
And I was sitting next to a woman and she said, "You need to get off here." She was sitting next to me, told me to get off the bus, came with me, and then jumped over the hard shoulder, like there was a railing between the two. It's like a really busy dual carriageway.
Right.
The bus stopped. It was a male bus driver. He stopped for her. She jumped over the hard shoulder with me, jumped over this barrier, took me to the other side of the road, and didn't stop until I was safe, until I was fine, then jumped back over the hard shoulder, got back on the bus. And I remember just, you know, even though I'd met many powerful women, that one thing was so symbolic to me, because had it been in India, firstly, the woman might have been wearing a salwar kameez or a sari or something and would not have been able to physically do what that woman did.
Right.
But secondly, I don't know if she would have been heard. I don't know if she would have got through the bus, a crowded bus. Secondly, been heard by the bus driver. Thirdly, be able to make someone stop and the whole bus to wait. It was just such a momentous sign of kind of the power of Chinese women.
Yep.
Really practically.
Yeah.
So that's always stuck with me.
Yeah, it's incredible. And also because Confucianism nowadays is still influencing everywhere with Chinese population. And then it's incredible that women, the modern women, can really jump out this taboo and then just exercise their incredible power.
Mm. I also think maybe communism helped, and the fact that women had to do everything just like men had to do everything.
Yeah, I think so. That's very much so. Okay, so that's recap. To say woman in Chinese, we say 女人.
女人.
女人. To say girl, we say 女孩.
女孩.
Yeah, little girls, we say 小女孩.
小女孩.
Big girl, we say 大女孩.
大女孩.
That's right. Thank you, Mandy. You're such a great student. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.